Thank you, Madam Chairman. Members, what you have before you is a bill that repeals the sales tax, manufacturing sales tax exemption to the wind industry. Be happy to take your questions.
Do we have any questions for Representative Sears? Representative Inman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Sears, we were told by the Speaker that after the ad valorem was stopped a year or two ago with your legislation, and then this year with the zero emission tax credit being stopped, that was going to be it. So can you kind of walk me through why members of the leadership of this building continue to tell the wind industry one thing, and then a month or two later, when the wind blows in another direction, they decide to go a different way?
Yes, I could respond to that. The year I ran the ad valorem, when what I told the wind industry that I personally wouldn't run another bill the following year, and I didn't. There was about five members that did. Then you have this year in regards to the speaker that his zero emission was just like my ad valorem. It went away on a certain date, and all new construction and zero emission is July 1 and a new date. I think that's a very accurate statement, but all I know, this is a JCAB bill that started over in the Senate. We've accepted it over here, and that's what you have before you.
Recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. What's the fiscal impact to the industry?
About 15, right at $15.5 to $16 million.
Representative Sanders, you're recognized.
I will enunciate very loudly. Representative, why are we running this bill 2 weeks left of session?
Well, I brings in right at $16 million, and we need $16 million to help us in the budget.
Recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, did this bill come from the Senate, or was this a – obviously it's a Senate bill. Never mind.
Yeah, it came from the Senate. Thank
you. A blonde moment? Blonde moment. Recognized Representative Inman. Inman, that Liz Searock, who does the messaging, says that those were sent out over an hour ago with email links. Representative Proctor, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. It's just a point of information. So the members of this committee received the email about an hour ago. Is that correct?
We can find the exact timestamp if you would like. 4:45.
So 41 minutes ago. So, but it's not online, so that means the public and the press have never seen this piece of legislation before we're voting on it.
According to staff, Senate does not publish their committee subs until after they meet. So we are working on Senate rules with a Senate bill. Recognized?
So, thank you, Madam Chairman. Just it seems in the entrance of open and good government that we would give at least the people of the state of Oklahoma the same 41 minutes that we've had to contact their elected officials, I guess. That's a good point. It doesn't seem like we're being very transparent with the public or our own members.
Your point's taken. Do we have any further questions? Representative Inman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Sears, have you had any discussions with members of the industry about this legislation before you ran it this afternoon?
Today or just in general? Nothing today, and just in the past I've had conversations.
About this issue?
No. I mean, not about this sales tax exemption today or the last week, but I have talked about this sales tax exemption. I mean, except their sales tax exemption.
You're recognized for a follow-up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So This negatively affects an industry in the state of Oklahoma, and the first time they've really had a chance to see it or hear it is after it was already voted on or right before it's getting ready to be voted on. Do you think that's a fair process for any industry, whether it be wind, oil and gas, you name it?
Representative Inman, I will elaborate on that question in regards to how you're asking that. No, I don't, because I assure you they're here every day. They are watchdogs. They are very tenacious in regards to their the rules, not the rules, the laws that are in place that help their industry, and they're all over it. So I guarantee you they were well aware that this could be a possibility and that something might come out as one of the JCABs or any one of the committee meetings. So To tell you, though, they may have been surprised this morning that this quickly came out of the Senate, that's probably a fair statement.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Sears, there are members of your caucus who have said that one reason we can't go from 2 to 5% on gross production taxes on all currently discounted wells is because that would be going back on their on our promise to them, and that would be changing the rules of the game after they'd already made an investment in the state. Do you not see this situation as the same? If the wind industry came to the state understanding that this particular exemption would be in place, but now we're going to go ahead and renege on that and take it out, that the investment's already been made and we're changing the rules on them. It's why is it okay to do it to wind but not okay to do it to oil and gas?
Well, how I'd like to respond to that is we're not changing anything on this side of July 1. Everybody, they want to get their sales tax exemption. This is all new. I'm going to use the word construction or new wind farms or new facilities. So everybody knows it quite well, can factor that into their budget plan and their business plan. Now, are they happy about it? I guarantee you, I haven't talked to one of them, but I assure you they're not happy about it.
Representative Eccles, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Yeah, so as to be clear, just so we can speak in layman's terms, this would not affect a single spinning turbine, would not go back in time in any way whatsoever on any project that now exists.
That is correct, and that was the point I was making a while ago. Anything on front of July 1, 2017, nothing will change. It's all new construction.
Representative Inman, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. But if maybe I just don't understand the way the current sales tax exemption works. But if you've got a farm like the one in Representative Owenby's district down in Ardmore, maybe that's Representative Hardin's district, if you've got a farm down there and stuff breaks and they got to go buy stuff to go fix it, right? Currently, they've got a sales tax exemption. And so you could have a current existing farm that needs to be repaired. And under this law change, they're now going to have to pay sales taxes on it that they wouldn't have to before. And so in essence, farms that are currently in existence that just need maintenance and repair are going to have to pay this sales tax, correct?
Now, I will agree with that. If they got to go buy a piece of wire or a light switch, that would affect that. I would agree with that. Okay, but to tell you that we're going to go back retroactive and try to get funds or monies from companies and an exemption that was given back here, that's not the case.
Follow up.
Thank you, Matt. But you just said that it's not going to affect any tower in existence. And right now, there are lots of towers all over western Oklahoma that when they need repair would rely on this. And when they made that investment in the state, they thought that was something that was going to be there for them as part of their business plan. And you're changing that on them. And it does affect, you said it didn't, but it does affect or could potentially affect every wind farm in the state of Oklahoma.
Now, Representative, you're absolutely correct, and I'll accept, and I'll just let me say it. You got me. I'll do a bit of an I got you on me, okay, because your point's well taken. But as far as a white switch or some more wire back on this side, that may be the case. But I'm talking about retroactive. It's all new that they will not have that process or have that opportunity.
Representative Eccles, you're recognized. He waves. Do we have a motion?
Do pass. Second.
We have a do pass and a second. Will there be debate? We have debate down from Representative Proctor, up from Representative Sears. Anyone else? Representative Proctor, you're recognized for 1 minute of debate.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Members, my good friend that I've served with 11 years, the gentleman from Guthrie, has very articulately and passionately argued for transparency in this building every day that he has been here. And for this committee to vote on a bill that the people have not heard, have not had an opportunity to see, has not been placed online, and the members of this committee have only had 41 minutes to look at it if we saw our email when it came through, I don't think is a good way to run government. It's definitely not transparent. At the very least, this bill should be voted on tomorrow after the public and the members of the media have had an opportunity to review it, and we've had time to hear from our constituencies.
Representative Sears, you're recognized for 1 minute in debate.
Members, and I appreciate the representative. I can't tell you how the timeline and why the bill didn't come and when it came and how it did come. All I can tell you is what you have before you now is a sales tax exemption repealing it in the wind industry that brings in about 15.5 to 16 million. And I think it's something we need to do in regards to help us in our budget and just help the state of Oklahoma. Appreciate your support.